Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
I walk around and I look at people and I see what they're doing and I see what they're wearing and I see what they're reading and I just kind of absorb a lot of things. And I find that really helps almost more than anything, is just to go out and walk around and be around people.
Suzanne Vega's advice for staying hip ended up playing a role in her songwriting, because New York City is not only her home, it's now the setting for her new album. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. Few places live and breathe quite like New York City, and no one understands that better than a New Yorker. Songwriter Suzanne Vega counts herself among the longtime city dwellers. And 20 years after she introduced Tom's Diner to the world beyond Manhattan, her new album, Beauty and Crime, takes hometown inspiration even further. The music moves a few steps forward, too, bringing Suzanne out of her self-described comfort zone to flesh out the songs with a progressive ear. But the portraits of New York still ring true, and during a recent show for FUV members, I asked Suzanne about the city's role in her life and music. Many people, many artists come to New York to kind of find their art, to chase it.
Yeah.
As a lifelong New Yorker, how do you feel that New York shaped your art and your sort of person?
Well, in different ways. I mean, some of it was technically, I mean, because of the schools that I went to, and also my parents were really good about bringing us to museums, and we were always going to the Museum of Natural History or the Modern Museum of Modern Art, and so we took advantage of all these things that would go on, street fairs and things happening at Lincoln Center, ballet classes, you know, dance classes, high school performing arts. I mean, all of those things took place, you know, in Manhattan. So that was pretty great. But then there's the other side of just daily life, walking around, experiencing New York as a kind of hot, crowded place where you experience the occasional emergency and, you know, everyone's sense of humor comes out. So that's the kind of thing you kind of learn just by living here. It kind of sinks in. And that really has more to do with perspective. And those kinds of things are more subtle. You don't really go to school for that.
So for a nice day out on West End. Things that all of us used to do. When the wind kicks up with the smell of rain, and the kids are gone but the souls remain.
The theme of the record with the New York City as a recurring character, what came first, the songs or the idea for the theme?
Well, some of them came together because, well, as you know, the last record came out just 2 weeks after 9/11. The last record I made was called Songs in Red and Gray, and I was on tour at that time promoting that record, and I was touring the whole world, and so everywhere I went, everybody kept saying to me, "You're from New York City. How is New York? What's happening there? What's the mood there? What's going on? How are you feeling? How are people feeling?" And I had friends who were writing about New York as I put together in that collection called The Vigil Project. So I started to struggle with trying to write a little bit about how what New York was feeling, and it just took a very long time. It took like 5 years really to write the songs that I wrote, and I still have other ones that aren't finished. I mean, I think it's one of those things that we'll be hearing about, you know, probably for a very long time. So it was sort of both the idea and then the songs in response to the idea.
And she's every girl you've seen in every movie. She's every dame you've ever known on late night TV. In her steam and steel is the passion you feel. Desperately, New York is a woman, she'll make you cry. And to her, you're just another.
New York is a Woman, performed live by Suzanne Vega and her band at Bennett Studios in New Jersey. To hear the complete concert, visit the online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment, presenting the Irish rock film Once on DVD Tuesday.